Hello, welcome everyone to a Cosmic Conversation podcast with me, Marie.
And me, Tina.
We are a location podcast based in Northern Cyprus, and we're still at the ranch this week because everybody's had something to eat, all the dogs, and they're just a bit quiet at the moment, so we thought we'd stay here. Yes, so this week, what are we doing, T?
We are going to talk about forgiveness. The reason being, I was going through my notes of stuff that we've been doing, and for some reason, the word was there, forgiveness. I don't remember when I wrote it.
Yeah.
And I was with you, and then I thought, okay, that's a good subject to talk about. So there we are.
Yeah, and we haven't really got any notes. Normally, we'll say, right, next week we'll do this, we'll do that. But this is off the cuff because it really boils my blood.
It's not about facts, is it? So we're not giving out facts. We're not giving out
history
or anything.
We're just giving out personal opinion, aren't we?
Yeah.
And talking about personal opinion, if you want to donate to help the TRNC,
Animal Rescue Family,
you can do your best by donating to
PayPal at sosdogs2017@outlook.com.
Because these dogs don't get a lot of forgiveness, do they? You know, from other people, I mean,
no,
and dump them.
There's the start. With animals, we didn't actually think about that.
No.
Animals forgiving people. But the thing is, well, they don't forgive because they don't take it to heart, do they, as such? They're so faithful. I've seen, like, hunters' dogs where, you know, they batter them and they still come back to them.
Yeah.
They starve them, they still come back to them.
Treat them really badly.
Yeah.
People treat, like, animals can treat them really badly. And the loyalty, the love that they feel that they know is love.
Yeah.
They still come back. And if you want to put it into some kind of context, they forgive you. Don't matter. Let's carry on. Let's go and get a ball. You know what I mean? I'm putting it very simplistically, but to be honest with you, that really, like, blows my mind that a dog can be treated so badly. But if a dog's treated that badly, if somebody else has them, some dogs don't forget how bad they were treated.
Mm.
And they're nasty because they're so scared.
Yeah.
They're so scared. But then in time, they learn to forgive a human by being shown protection and love.
So what about humans forgiving humans? I mean, I've had personal experiences with somebody else wanting forgiveness, and so have you, haven't you?
Yeah, to forgive myself.
Oh.
More so. But let's go. I'll talk about that in a minute. But your journey of forgiveness or not forgiving, what's your story?
So mine would be with my ex's dad, who was an alcoholic, very abusive, very aggressive. A lot happened. He died, obviously, of drinking. And I never forgave him. And he came to me...
For what?
For...
Not if you don't want to go into details, don't go into details.
For
but
everything, his behaviour around me and my young children through being drunk and aggressive.
Hmm.
And
did he affect, like, others and made them not nice, if you get me?
Didn't make them not, no. You know, but he made my kids cry because of the shouting and the arguments were going on with my ex-husband then and his dad. And after his death, he came to me and he asked for forgiveness, and I said no.
Why did you say no?
Because I think it was close after and I was still angry.
Right.
And I just thought, why should I forgive him?
So the question is, do you forgive him now? Oh, you'll have your chance
to say this to me. It's just something
I
don't think about it anymore.
Right.
Maybe.
Right.
I don't feel like I've got anything to forgive myself over for the way I treated him. And the same thing happened with my stepdad. He was a bit of a twat before he died, and right up to when he was on his deathbed, No, I didn't forgive him for the nasty things that he did and said. And I still don't.
And you're within your right.
I don't care if he's in his own little perjury. I don't care. That there's the point. I don't care. I'm not interested in whether your soul needs to move on or whether it feels guilt and you need me to say I forgive you.
For you to move on.
I don't care. Yeah. That's up to you to get over your hurdle of what you did.
Yeah, and forgive yourself.
I mean, have I done anything that needs forgiveness? You know, that's something, because nobody's perfect.
Of course not. No.
Well, I don't know about that. I can't think of anything nasty that I've done that I would want to be forgiven for.
Or have you got into a moment where you wish you'd have done something and you didn't forgive yourself, or you haven't forgiven yourself for not doing the thing that would have made it better? Do you know what I mean?
So that's guilt then, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because there's times when I've I should have held that dog and I didn't. You know, and then I blame myself. But obviously I can't save every dog. And it plays on your mind, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So maybe that is about forgiving yourself. But against humans, no, I'm sorry. I don't regret anything that I've done in life.
Yeah. That's a pretty big statement.
Yeah.
Because I have regrets. But as Robbie Williams said, they don't work. No regrets, yeah. Mm. But I walk around this this mortal coil being so unhappy about things that have happened to a relative of mine.
Yeah.
And very close to me, and I just feel totally, totally bad. I can't think of anything. I don't forgive myself for not being able to protect that person.
Right.
There again, that word forgiveness.
It does go with guilt, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, I say forgive myself. I have nights, days, I've just tortured myself with what if I'd have done this, what if I'd have done that.
Yeah.
Shoulda, woulda, coulda.
Yeah.
The last words of a fool.
Yeah.
And I was taken in by someone that gained my trust. And I literally... I don't actually care about them.
Yes, what I said.
Yeah. I don't actually care that they might be hurting. I don't really care if... It's not revenge.
No.
Like, I don't care if they pass. You know what I mean? Well, I really don't. If they did pass, would that make my life, my thoughts any easier? No.
No.
Not really.
Because obviously ex's dad is
about
dead.
Yeah.
I mean, care any real. Yeah, the funny thing was, I cried when he died, and then I started getting panic attacks. Now, and I was trying to figure out why.
Yeah.
Why did I feel so upset that he died? Because I really hated him. I still don't understand that.
No. That's a hard one because, you know, there's some people who have been, I'm trying to put it politely, nasty to me. And I've allowed them to. You don't realise, but you allow people to do it. But as I got stronger, I just removed myself from them. And boy, did that hurt them.
Yeah.
But this is how I learnt my lesson. And you know what? I thank some people who were nasty.
Mm.
I thank people who did me wrong. You know why? Because I'll never, ever be taken in again like that.
Mm.
And if I feel that's going to happen, I just remove myself. How many times have I said, no. There's something about that person.
Well, spiritual people say, like, you know, you can't move on if you forgive. But I think you can.
What if you don't forgive?
Yeah, what did I just say?
If you forgive.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you don't forgive.
Oh, you can't, do you know what? Absolute dog's nutcase, right? Yeah. Because, in my opinion, right, is that I am angry.
Yeah.
I am angry. I don't wish, and I mean this wholeheartedly, I don't wish any bad on the people who were bad to me. I just want them not to be in my life.
Yeah.
I just don't want to.
It's not about forgiving, it's about yourself. I think to spiritually help yourself is letting go of it. Because you've got all that baggage in the past.
Yeah.
And you can't let go. It does tend to stop you moving forward.
It did for, you know, hand on my heart, it did for a while. Mm. It did for a while, and I wanted to unlife one person.
Yeah.
Because of what they'd done. To my relative.
But, I mean, your past is
But where would that get
you.
Me?
Yeah.
Where would that get me? Yeah, people say, oh, with a sense of, I don't know, achievement and revenge and all that. You know what? If you're talking about revenge with forgiveness, right? Mm. Revenge, right? My revenge is my relatives moved on, although they have problems, but they've moved on and got a fantastic life. I've got a fantastic life in the scheme of life on this earth, right? We're not there anymore, but that person is still there.
Yeah.
And it's me smiling going, they're still there.
And are they still that type of person?
Yes. And people say as well, you must try and forgive people when they've done something bad because they weren't in a place of knowledge that that was bad. You get me?
Right, but what about, like we said, like repeat offenders, you know, as well, like with alcoholics, how many times do you forgive? I saw it time and time again with my mum.
I'll change.
First husband. They're really nice, and then when they're drunk, they're really aggressive, and you go for that anger, and then when they're sober, you forgive them, you know, like abuse, isn't it?
They've sort of gone back to the person that you think you know.
Yeah.
That was the nice person.
And that you forgive over and over and over until what, you're dead?
Yeah. I just think the forgiving word. I mean, have you got any, heartbreak? It's like what you just said, isn't it?
Yeah.
Somebody breaking your heart again. I think you sometimes have to forgive yourself.
Yeah.
For being put in a position.
Yeah.
And not being able to get out of it. You know, come on, look after yourself.
Yeah.
When you get into that strong position, why do you need to forgive anybody? Are you got power over them or something? Mm. Have you got power? Are you some sort of God or something that says, I forgive you?
Yeah.
You know, so everything's all right in this world.
Well, there you go, you know. With priests, the confession box.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's confidential, isn't it? But I don't know.
So you can do
if you're a killer that
multiple atrocities.
Yeah.
And you go, and just because you admit them, everything's okay.
Yeah. That's why religion's bullshit.
Go away. Go away.
I mean, who are the biggest? Who are the biggest abusers? The Catholic Church, priests.
Yeah.
And they've got the cheek to sit in a box of authority saying, I forgive you. Well, of course you do, because you've got your
own guilt.
It's all right, isn't it? You're making it okay.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, to abuse a child, you're making it okay.
So the priest is, talking about just particularly that, you know, that point, is they're forgiving that person for doing it?
Yeah.
Really? Really? I'd get out of town. I mean, what else is there?
Past lives.
Yes.
We don't remember, most people don't remember their past lives unless you obviously meditate or something's come
regression
up that
or
does,
yeah.
Like me, you know, jog your memory and woke you up a bit. And the reason we don't is because we have done nasty things in our past lives.
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah.
Do you remember something come to my head when I phoned you to say, let's do the podcast, I'm coming down now,
yeah.
Right? is it coming to my head? Remember what I always say to you? I should have been either a police officer, a lawyer, or a criminal. I reckon I've done things in the past, you know,
yeah.
Right? And my anger, it's like a kettle with the old steam going off. Yeah, I'm such a placid person. I do believe the multiple times that I have come back, I ain't been a nice person, you know.
In the past life or in this life?
In the past, yeah. In the past life, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that has some bearing on me going, go away.
Mm.
I don't want to be involved in that anymore. You know, being nasty.
Yeah.
Why do we have to... Innit, if I see somebody being nasty to somebody else, that's when I flip. How dare they? Don't I?
Yeah.
That gets my goat. And should I be forgiving of myself? Yeah. Stop it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Forgive yourself. You are angry, but you're angry for a good reason.
I think there's levels of forgiveness. Obviously, you've got... If someone does something, say if someone steals something out of your car, you know, and you think, oh, you're a bugger. Depends why they did it. If they're doing it for drugs, then no, don't forgive them. If you're doing it because you need to feed your family, you know, and you're really starving, and you've just come to a point where you don't know where to turn and you're desperate, then
that's,
I would forgive.
That's what I'm saying. You don't know what people are going through
when
they do things. That's what my point was before.
Yeah.
You don't know.
No.
And... Somebody could have had a real tragic and really bad life, and they don't do anything to anybody because they've learned. They've learned from the badness.
Yeah.
They've learned that that's not going to get you anywhere, right? But then there's people of the life that I said commit really bad things towards other people because... Are they in a position that they can't forgive anything that happened? Is that why that's coming out? You know, that... that
sometimes it's...
Taking it out on somebody else?
Maybe it's like a narcissistic thing, you know, when people do things. I can't forgive...
You can't forgive it?
Yeah, narcissist people.
Yeah, the covert narcissists are the worst.
Yeah.
Because that creeps up on you.
Yeah. And then you do get the guilt, and you think that you've done something wrong when you haven't, really.
Well, they're good players, aren't they?
Yeah.
The minute you suss out, particularly a covert that you've had experience with, the minute you just go, cut.
Yeah.
Like the end of a film, cut.
Yeah.
It's a wrap.
Yeah.
Right?
No rhyme or reason.
They absolutely go ballistic.
Yeah.
Now, if you'd have said, I forgive you for all the things, then that would have gone, well, I'm glad you understand.
Yeah.
Because this has happened and that has happened. Yeah. And that's the only reason why I was like that.
Well, I don't need forgiveness. It's you're the one that's done it. I'm the victim.
Yeah. God, there's so many complex things around being able to or understanding that about forgiveness, isn't it? What else are we
doing? I was talking about killers. I mean, the ultimate is obviously child killers, you know, and you see the person, okay, they got caught, they go to justice, but then their parents are sitting there in that box, you know, how they feel. Would they ever forgive that murderer for taking away their child?
It has been said... Because it's become a social norm that if you forgive, then you are a better person.
Mm.
Get off.
Yeah.
Go away.
Yeah.
I have the power within myself to say, I don't want to.
Yeah.
But it's not keeping me awake at night.
Yeah.
It's not making me a bad person.
Same here. Yeah.
It's not making me a bad person. Yeah. I choose not to forgive you. But like you said about, well, you can't move on, you can't go to a celestial plane or, you know.
Spiritually, you can't move on with your life and, you know, achievements, because in your subconscious that's holding you back. No,
it's not holding me back.
No.
You know, because
it's forgotten about. It's gone.
I don't know about forgotten.
Yeah, but in the general terms of, like, got your things during the day, yes, obviously things pop up, like we're talking about our past now. You know, yeah. Things have happened.
Yeah, and it's getting
But me. I'll forget about it, you know.
I won't be thinking about it.
Yeah, them, yeah.
I don't think about it every day.
Yeah.
Some things do pop in my head every day. But I know that my relative is safe.
Yeah.
Is safe. That ultimate thing is just about me.
Mm.
I don't know about forgiving myself, but not seeing what that person was that hurt my relative.
Yeah.
That makes me angry about myself. Sorry to go like in circles about it.
Maybe
but,
again,
you know,
the other way around, like you know, my mum's died or whatever. And when we first got married, his family were very upfront and pushy, and I was so laid back, I let them deal with it all. My mum got upset over certain things that were said. Maybe now, mum, you know, I should say forgive me for being the way I was, by being, what's the word,
subdued.
That's yeah. But again, that's like being conditioned, you know, to not have a voice.
Yeah, would you use the word forgive, or would you say, mum, I was really in a different place. I didn't really understand.
Yeah.
So I hope you understand why I made those decisions.
Yeah, that happen. Yeah, I didn't know how she felt like that, but she cried, I think, to my aunt afterwards
she
about
stuff.
She
wouldn't do it.
She didn't want me to marry him. Yeah. And sometimes I said, like, you should have bloody said.
Do you know, this podcast is like your confessional, ain't it, about
that?
Yeah.
But then, you know, you can't regret your past, because I wouldn't have had my kids.
Yeah. Oh, don't get me on that. Oh, he put me in hospital. Not yours. I'm just making a scenario up. He put me in hospital, broke every bone in my body. But I thank him for my children. Oh, shut up.
No, I don't thank him for them.
Shut up. But I'm not talking about you.
Yeah, I know.
I'm talking about,
yeah,
you know, when people go, but I thank him for my children.
Mm.
Really?
What? No.
Really? Go up. Get out. And the reason why I'm a bit strong-winded about that, yes, you had, say, a boy and a girl, right? And yes, by you two joining that union, you did make those, and that is a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
Right? But you would have made two wonderful things with somebody else that was nice to you.
That's right, yeah. And if I'd never met him,
wake up.
Wouldn't have known.
Yeah. And you wouldn't have known the kids that you got now.
No, there would be whatever.
There would be different kids, obviously.
It's like a different dimension.
Yeah.
You know, parallel dimension.
A bit strong about this podcast, in order that.
Yeah.
Have you got any other thoughts about forgiveness?
I just remembered why I'd written that word down.
What word?
Forgiveness.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah. I was listening to a reading, a tarot reading, where you pick three cards on YouTube, and she kept going on about forgiveness to yourself and to others.
Yeah.
Literally, the card came up as forgiveness, and then it does make you think back and think, what would I need, or who would I need to forgive? And that's where she was going on about moving forward, that it's always in the back of your mind. And I sort of understood what she said. Maybe I think it was forgiving myself, where I felt blame for some of it.
Some of what?
That the things that maybe that had been said to a person that I don't talk to anymore.
Yeah.
And I felt blame for it. But then, like, forgiving myself, it's not really forgiving myself. It's about seeing that it wasn't my fault. Maybe that's it's still classed as forgiveness. But sometimes you know, as you know, we do tarot, and sometimes with the oracle cards, the word comes up, like we did a reading, was it yesterday?
Yeah.
And the card came up, grandparents. And I knew that the card didn't mean grandparent.
You kept
I knew
saying
it meant
that.
Like a godparent that someone took after.
Yeah,
a
I
child.
Remember you saying that. Yeah.
Yeah, so sometimes the cards are there just because there's no so other word.
That's interesting what you said about, you know, the when the saying of forgiving yourself.
Yeah.
You said that you, what was it?
No longer blame myself.
Blame yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you need to forgive yourself?
Yeah,
you are giving yourself permission to feel.
Yeah,
the feelings that you had then weren't developed enough in life to understand what was going on. So maybe that's a forgiveness.
Bit blind to it.
Yeah. Took you know you because you can feel bad. Mm. You can feel. Yeah, you know, I'm going to use the words. I'm not portraying them to you, but silly, stupid. Oh, stupid to fall for that. Mm. You know, people say that saying. I just think you weren't in a place to understand. You know, you weren't in a place to understand. You may have never come across that kind of person before.
Yeah.
So you sucked in. You sucked in. And then you go, Jesus, that... When you look at it from a distance, I think you go, blinking it, that person was really good. But the minute it clicks, the light bulb goes on, they think they're in control.
Mm.
It's not a battle.
Mm.
But now you're in control to relieve yourself from that influence.
Yeah. Yeah, although that forgiveness card came up, as she was saying things, I picked things up myself in a different way.
Yeah, because you're looking at it from a different perspective.
Yeah.
You know when people, it's said, nobody can change, you know, nobody can change you. You have to, you know, like say giving up cigarettes, just that, right? You've got to want to yourself. You've got to do it for your own reasons. Nobody can keep going, you need to stop because you'll get a bad chest and, you know, and you'll get the big C or whatever, right? If you have an addiction, you don't care because of how it's making you feel.
Mm.
But when it clicks that you are damaging yourself, that you're doing something to yourself, and you feel that, I get it now. I don't want to do this anymore. I'm just getting to the point that until you realise something, nobody else can change your point of view. So sometimes people are angry with themselves that they didn't realise something sooner. Oh, I didn't realise they were a philanderer.
So, you know, you're saying you might have done naughty things in the past. Would you ask for forgiveness for the things that you've done?
What, you mean... Like in my lifetime,
you know,
on this earth.
If you said something nasty to someone, then you regret it after. Like
that's regret.
Yeah.
So we're going back to
apologise. You know.
Oh, definitely. If the person deserved my scorn,
yeah,
and I said some nasty things, that may be true. So why should I apologise?
That's right.
Yeah. If that person has,
because that's what apology is. Isn't it? It's asking for forgiveness, isn't it?
Yeah, forgive. Oh, yeah.
It is. It's the same thing.
Oh, asking for it and giving it is too.
Yeah, like, you know, so it's like, oh, I'm sorry, Marie, I burnt your dinner. And you say, I forgive you.
Or
you
say, it's okay.
It wasn't your fault.
It's all right, yeah. You had other things.
You
there
walked
was a
away
dog.
And left the oven on.
Yeah. You burnt me toast. You know. Yeah, I think, so therefore, to me, that sounds like levels of forgiveness, like we've said earlier.
Yeah.
You know, how severe does something, is it to you? I just think...
Do you know what? I think it's things that have been said or done. When there's no going back, like killing someone, you can't get that person back.
No.
They can't.
And some words that are spoken, you can't take them back.
Yeah.
they've been said.
Yeah.
They've been said in a way.
Mm.
You know, people go, I don't care, I'll speak my mind. Really, do ya? Well, you must be a blinking God then that you think people are going to take it. Do you understand? You know, somebody says, well, I think you're horrible. You're nasty and all this. And somebody turns around and goes, well, you are as well. So get lost. That, how dare you? Well, you've just said it to me.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care that it's upset you. And you don't care if it upset me. So there we go. We're on a level playing field.
Somehow
goodbye.
It's forgiving. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that was a silly sort of example, but I don't forgive easily. If we're going on the explanation, you know,
like saying sorry.
Oh, that.
I think saying sorry, it's too late because it's done anyway.
But if I've realised I've accused somebody or said something without knowledge of the situation, I'll go, oh, yeah, it was me. Some people don't get the fact that I'm not a very good liar. And when somebody says, did you do that? And I go, no. Yes, you did. And I go, no. That'll get me angry.
Yeah.
Because you don't believe a word I'm saying. But I will tell you talking about forgiveness, I'll go, yeah, it was me. Sorry about that. I was a bit silly, weren't it? Two things I hate in life, bad manners and liars.
Mm.
God, I am a bit forward.
People
today.
That do harm on others.
Oh, that gets that. That's the worst.
Whether and then it's you a go, person or an animal.
And then
it's
you,
unnecessary.
And then people say, "Well, what about you? What about people do to you?" I'm trying to handle what happens to me. I'm not saying other people can't handle it, but I want people to know that I'm there if they need that support. Forgiving in a way that will get me to a better place. Well, take me as I am or go away.
Again, so far I was forgiving you for something to better myself. That's
See,
not forgiving.
That's what I'm
that's,
on about. You think you've got
double,
power?
Double flipped, isn't it?
Yeah.
To make you feel better, I forgive you. Yeah. Then you're not really. That's a
narcissistic.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying about the power. Who gives you the right to? Excuse me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Who are you? That's where I come from.
Mm. I mean, I've heard people say, like, I forgive you, when the other person's not even done anything. Like, what makes you think that person did something wrong in the first place that needs your forgiveness?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Who are you? Exactly. Yeah. Who the blinking hell are you? I have had somebody go, look, Marie, for everything that's happened, I do forgive you. I told them to go away.
Yeah.
In no uncertain terms. Because I thought, you're not over me. You're not better than me. That got me angry.
Yeah.
I think from what I remember from this example I'm giving you, is that, I did something wrong. I got angry about something and I shouldn't have lashed out. And I said, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm remembering it now, right? I said, I'm sorry. You shouldn't have been the person I took it out on.
Mm.
Right? And they go, it's all right, Marie, I forgive you. Now, maybe I'm something wrong with me, but I went, I bet you are. You can, you know, just take it as I've said it.
Mm.
I don't want you to forgive me if I don't see you again. Oh, that's another story. Right, but yeah, forgiveness. I don't need to forgive anyone or to make me be a good person.
And we'll leave it with that then.
What do you think? Now, before we
I forgive you, Marie.
Oh, shut your face.
For anything you're going to do in the future.
All right. And I forgive anybody who hasn't listened to the last 30 podcasts that we've done.
Yeah.
So go back, subscribe, share, like, whatever you have to do.
And we'll forgive you.
We'll forgive you. Yeah. All right. Take care, everyone. See you next time on A Cosmic Conversation. It's goodbye from Marie, me.
And goodbye from me, Tina.
All right. Take care, everyone. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.